Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or PurdyInsurance.com. It was our privilege, and I do mean privilege, to be a part of the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament last week at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, and a great privilege for us to do the show from the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, which could not have been a greater host to us.
Hey, I have a question for you, and I was looking up this earlier, and I didn't put it on your topics of the day list, but I'm looking...
It's sponsored. Well, I don't understand.
I'm looking at the International League standings for AAA baseball right now.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, I'm seeing Lehigh Valley in the number two slot. Usually you see teams that have done a lot of transferring between the major league club way down. But this is a 12-3 club in Allentown and 20-15 overall and three games back of Pawtucket in the International League North. I was kind of surprised about that. I was expecting to see Lehigh Valley toward the bottom of that roster simply because of the fact that they've had a lot of guys transferring up and down with the big league club. To me, that was unusual. I mean, you've seen a lot more minor league baseball than I have. Is that unusual to see a team that in that situation?
They've only moved three guys.
Yeah, but they've had all the injuries at the big club.
They've only moved three guys.
Right, but what about the guys that came up in spring that would have been with Lehigh Valley but started out with Philadelphia because of the injuries? That's what I meant.
Two guys.
Okay, so five.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, three of them spent part of the year with Lehigh Valley and then moved up. Then one was moved back down. Galvez started with the big club. They really, you know, Dominic Brown has been there the entire time. Sebastian Valle has been there the entire time. I don't know. I think what the Philly fans ought to be disappointed with is that the Phillies have struggled offensively, which they have, and haven't moved any of the hitters up. They're not one hitter moved up. That's the part I find more interesting.
I'm just looking through some of the numbers here to see where some of the Phillies or where some of the Lehigh Valley players are in the league. Let's see. There's Hector Luna hitting .313 right now.
Right.
Good third, a good young third baseman.
Right. But these guys haven't moved up.
By the way, I noticed you haven't said anything about Ty Wigginton being in a slump now.
It's 162 games, man. Look, he's a .270 hitter. You and I both know that. That's what he is. He may have one year that's a little bit better than another. But, I mean, that's what he is. Okay, now, the ACC seems like it's on a roll, okay? Over the years, they've expanded. By the way, Penn State's going to play Boston College in the ACC Challenge here. You know.
Saw that on our Twitter feed, actually.
Yeah, and I'm not. I like Stevie Donahue. Not a little. I like him a lot. Great guy. Like him very much. And I would like to see some variety on there. Instead of what turns out to be a home and away with the same team. Because they played at BC last year. They're going to play them November 28th here. But they add in Miami, Virginia Tech, and Boston College. They get to 12. Then they add in Pitt, Syracuse, Pitt now suing to see if they can get in July 1st. If not, then they have to wait a year. Now you have Florida State. Florida State President Dr. Eric Barron has written a memo obtained by ESPN that includes four key points that would support a move from the ACC to the Big 12 and seven longer key points that argue against it. The memo seems to be an argument by Barron, who has stated that the school is committed to the ACC to stay in the conference. In the memo, Barron includes reasons for moving that include the ACC is too North Carolina-centric, and the Big 12 contract, which actually isn't signed yet, is rumored to be $2.9 million more per year than the ACC contract. And let me make one quick point about the ACC contract. You know, we talked about that the other day?
Right.
Right? It's backloaded. That contract, Kevin, is backloaded. A little bit of research done on my part. The money doesn't kick into high gear until the ninth year of it. It's a contract through 2027. The money kicks into a high gear in the ninth year. Takes a little bit.
Why would they sign something that wouldn't give them money for almost that much money until a decade?
Well,
that surprises me a little bit.
To be honest with you, if you're an athletic department and you know what you're going to be getting from your TV contract every year for a long period of time, you can budget. It's easier to budget. In the memo, Barron includes reasons for moving that include the ACC is too North Carolina-centric, as they pointed out, the Big 12 contract being $2.9 million more per year in the ACC. In the memo, Barron includes more reasons for not moving that include the ACC isn't equal share. Penn State goes to a bowl game, gets $3.1 million. It doesn't go to a bowl game, they get $3.1 million. The Big 12 isn't like that. It's actually geared that Florida State would lose the rivalry with the University of Miami that does fill our stadium. He also thinks it's bad that Texas would get more than Florida State would. Barron, for the reason, it will cost between $20 million and $25 million to leave the ACC, and we have no idea where that money will come from. Barron also noted that the faculty are adamantly opposed to joining a league that is academically weaker. We can't afford to have a conference affiliation governed by emotion. I think Florida State's in a great situation in the ACC. That was one of the things when Nebraska came into the Big Ten. Nebraska actually was a part of the AAU, the academic union. And actually, after they joined the Big Ten, they actually got dropped from it. So they're the only school in the Big Ten that's not in the AAU. So they're trying to fight to get back into it. That's why he talks about the Big 12 being weaker academically. So there's that story, and then there's if I'm a Phillies fan, I am not enamored with the fact that I'm struggling at the plate, right?
Oh yeah.
And I haven't called up a bat to give it a shot for me.
Yeah, I didn't look at it that way, but you're right. We've been talking about the pitching for so long. And haven't looked at the other side of it.
Right.
The only time that it doesn't matter that the Phillies don't hit is when Cole Hamels is pitching.
Right. Now, you don't need a lot here offensively, just a little something extra. Right now, Chase Utley is hitting. Utley is not playing the field. And Ryan Howard is still, minimum month?
Yeah, that's minimum. That's the last I heard. Nix is now on the 15-day DL.
That doesn't help because he was hitting.
Right.
So that's what I see in this team. Why is it they look at the AAA shuttle? I mean, Luna plays third base, right?
Yeah, and I should say something, Steve. I did some looking. I did not realize he was one of the call-ups over the weekend.
Okay.
So
he's up there now.
Yeah, they called up Dykeman, Valdez, and Hector Luna before Friday's game with San Diego. I did not realize he was a part of the club yet.
Right. So, I mean, he led Lehigh Valley with doubles, but only has one home run so far.
Yeah, he's hitting like 274, I believe
And 274.
With like a 300 on-base percentage.
But Dominic Brown's only hitting 247 right now. Cody Overbeck, whom I like, at least I liked him when he was a younger player, is hitting 256. So that's where they are right now. Posednik, of course, has been traded. He's with the Red Sox now. And, you know, I mean, they have some guys in the lower down, like at Double A. I told you at Double A how much I like Sebastian Valle.
Absolutely.
Now, he's not the starter. All right, he's not the starter, but I'm telling you, he's a 21-year-old prospect that they were able to get out of Mexico. That is going to be a good play. I mean, down the line when Ruiz is no longer there, this guy can play. And I would feel good about if you're a Phillies fan, about what he can do. But even at Reading right now, Miguel Abreu scorching it pretty good. Now, Valle is hitting only 240, but he's 21 years old. And he just needs more at-bats. Cesar Hernandez, whom I like a lot, 307. I like him a lot. Troy Enzawa, like him a lot, too. He's a shortstop. So these are guys that I've seen down the road before that in their organization I think can play. And then when you look at some of the pitchers they have at Double A that I think have upward mobility possibilities that I've liked from day one, one of them sticks out to me right away is Jonathan Pettibone. I think he has a chance to be very good, and I think Trevor May has a chance to be very good. Those are the guys that I've looked at that I've seen before. I thought, wow, they've shown me something. They're at the Double A level now. So at Double A, they have some legitimate prospects that can make a move. But you're not going to jump from Double A to the Major League club. That help has to come from your Triple A grouping. I'm not so sure there's a lot of help at the Triple A grouping right now. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
By the way, did you hear what the deal was for Posednik? Cash considerations. They bought him.
The only time I've ever heard cash considerations be important is when Dave Cash was playing. Our number is 1-800. 1-800-795-95. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
What?
Should have stayed there.
1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. I want to get your read on some of these topics out there. We've talked about football recruiting today. Talked about the ACC Challenge today. It's going to be Boston College again. I would like to see that moved around more. Now look, Penn State's not going to play Duke or North Carolina at this stage. We all get that. But I think you need to vary the opponent. There are some – they could have played Georgia Tech here. Georgia Tech has never come here. They've never played Wake Forest yet in the ACC Challenge. And in terms of the standings – that would be a logical team to have on the Penn State schedule at this time. Over the years, Penn State in the challenge has not played Miami. Now, even though they played Miami in the past, but they have not played them in the challenge. They have played Florida State in the past, but not in the challenge. So Miami, Florida State, haven't played them. They've never played Wake Forest in the challenge. All right, those are the schools that they have not played. And playing them here, They've never played Georgia Tech here in the challenge. Now, obviously, they've never played Boston College here in the challenge either, but they just played BC last year. And they never played Virginia here. They played Virginia down there. Maryland's been here. Clemson's been here. NC State's been here. Virginia Tech's been here. So, and of course, I didn't want NC State because NC State's in that Puerto Rico tournament. So you really don't want to be put in a situation where you might have a rematch with somebody. So I don't want that. NC State is in the Puerto Rico tournament, like Oklahoma State, Tennessee, Penn State, UMass, Southern Mississippi, Akron. Those are some of the schools in the tournament in Puerto Rico. And this game with BC is going to be here. I just would like to see them vary it up. It'd be great for the fans that they varied it from time to time. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Back with more. Love to hear from you as we continue on WKOK after this.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Pretty Insurance is on Market Street in Sunbury and at prettyinsurance.com. And they are the sponsor of the Monday show every week. We are thrilled to have them on board. It was our privilege to be a part of the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament last week at the beautiful Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Could not have had a better time, could not have been treated better as we sat there on the veranda.
Veranda photos are available at stevejonesshow.com.
Oh, of course. Exclusively, I mean.
That's right, and you don't have to pay them. If you want to download them and turn them into a poster, you're more than welcome to do that.
Really?
I have no idea who would want to, but you know, I just want to make the opportunity available for them.
Really? Well, that sounds fun. So, yes, those photos are available, and I could not have had a better time. I have had nothing but a good time since I've been here. One day after another, I haven't been walked away from the show where I hadn't felt proud of the product or what. Management may have a different feel for that, but I mean,
not everybody may feel that way, but that's the way you're at.
That's exactly right.
You know, speaking of stevejonesshow.com, we've had this up for a couple of days. We talked
about, by the way, Mark Mahoney does a great job with that.
That's absolutely right. And we've had it up for a couple of days about the sport you would want your child or grandchild to play. Baseball,
yes,
led the way with 60% of the vote, followed by soccer and golf. We opened it up a little bit more from what you and I talked about. It was tennis, golf, soccer, football, right, lacrosse, baseball, basketball.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Now, my question is, for those that voted for baseball, and I was one of them, would you want your child to put on one of those chest protectors at the plate?
Ugh. Oh, come on.
Do you think that they should be wearing the mask on the headgear, on the helmet?
No.
I'm not saying I do. I'm just posing the question.
No.
How much is too much? How much is too much and how much is overprotection?
That's overprotection. You know, you have to see, they have to be able to see the ball. You can't have bars all over the place.
I agree.
You know, that's as much a distraction as anything else. So, no, I vehemently disagree with that.
What some have called it now, that's they have some of the hitters.
Who gets hit there?
I know. Listen, if you're turning the right way, you're never going to get hit there. But the Little League that we're talking about, which means the best you can hope for sometimes is that they duck.
Oh, I don't know. Everything's relative.
No, I'm not. I'm the not
answer,
for it at all.
The answer is no.
Yeah, I'm not for it at all.
The answer is no. I mean, look, helmets. You want to wear it at something on your ankle. When you go to the plate. I don't care. But after a while, I mean, you can't put him up in a suit of armor and have him go to the plate.
That's what I was going to say. It doesn't need to look like a football player coming to the plate.
I mean, come on. You know, after a while, everything's relative. The speed of the pitch is relative. You know, your skill level's relative. Your agility is relative based on age. All right, we'll give you the challenge matchups after Sarah Bartlett.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Here at the ACC Challenge matchups, Penn State and Boston College will be on Wednesday, November 28th at the Jordan Center. Also on that day, Ohio State will be at Duke. Virginia's at Wisconsin. I believe this is the 17th consecutive home game in the challenge for Wisconsin. Huh? Oh, actually, over a 10-year span, it's supposed to be 5-5. Michigan State's at Miami. Purdue's at Clemson. Georgia Tech at Illinois. On Tuesday the 27th, North Carolina's at Indiana. NC State's at Michigan. Minnesota's at Florida State. Maryland at Northwestern. Iowa at Virginia Tech. And Nebraska will play at Wake Forest. So that's how it sets up. And Penn State gets Boston College in the ACC Challenge for the second consecutive. Penn State's won four of the last five ACC Challenge games they've been in. Four of the last five. It's not bad.
Obviously, variety is not what they were thinking of with these matchups.
Well, I'd like to see some variety. I think it's an important part of this that, look, I understand, you know, they try to base this on the neighborhood that you're in record-wise right now. So you're not going to get Duke and North Carolina and so forth. I mean, you're not, that's not going to happen until you get yourself to the upper level. It's not going to happen. Okay. But, you know, they could have brought Georgia Tech here as an example. Georgia Tech's in that neighborhood, and they've never played a game here. Wake Forest is in that neighborhood. They've never played a game here. Penn State hasn't played Wake Forest since December of 89, when Wake Forest was ranked 25th. Dave Odom was their coach. Penn State won the game 67-63. At the Fiesta Bowl basketball tournament in Tucson for third place. It was a great field. It was Arizona, Purdue, Penn State, Wake Forest. That was a heck of a field. All four teams came into that tournament, all with 7-1 records. It's not bad. And just to change it up, just a different name on there for fans to see. Now, I know Boston College has not played here in 11 years in a non-conference game. Actually, it's 12 years in a non-conference game. But BC doesn't quite whet the appetite, how about that, at this stage.
And not I think necessarily Stevie... snore fest, but, you know, just not exciting.
Right, but it's just not different. I mean, Georgia Tech's not very good right now, but Georgia Tech at least is a different name that hasn't come into the building ever. So that's what they've done. That's fine. That's another one on the schedule. That'll be November 28th. They don't quite have the schedule finished yet. There are still two openings on the schedule that they have to fill before they even would consider releasing the non-conference schedule. Penn State still has two more basketball openings. I'll tell you, Penn State's working on that football schedule right now, too. They've been working on that down the road because I think there's some openings or an opening here and there after 2015 that they're working on.
Boy, that's...
Or maybe even beginning in 2015.
I understand the thought process about why you have to do it so far in advance. I get that, but that really makes it tough to try and find a non-conference schedule that gives you more BCS style points.
Well,
because you never know what they're going to be.
Well, yeah, you try to make take one of those spots and fill it with a heavyweight if you can.
But that's not even a guarantee that it's, you know, going to pay off 6 years down the road or 5 years down the road.
When Penn State played Syracuse home and away, Syracuse was not very good, correct?
Sure.
Yet when the game was scheduled, Syracuse was coming off a 10-2 season with Paul Pasqualoni as the coach. So you just don't know. You can't tell. You know, you just can't tell. I mean, Penn State was supposed to play Alabama in 5 and 6. But Alabama's on probation. They asked to have it moved back for competitive reasons and blah, blah, blah. So they moved it back to 10 and 11, and apparently they're a pretty decent squad. I think they got better. So you don't know when you schedule a non-conference team what you're going to end up with. You just don't know. Even it happens even in basketball. I remember one time Penn State played in a tournament with St. Mary's of California. Nobody knew who St. Mary's of California was. Nobody. They beat Penn State. You're like, what the heck?
I did notice in football, though.
And guess what? And by the way, that started the St. Mary's run. It was that season. I'm sorry, please.
No, that's all right. I was just saying I noticed in the 2013 schedule that Penn State has Syracuse at the Meadowlands to start off the season.
Right, that's next year, football. 2013. Yep. 2013. Yep. And Syracuse, Doug Maroney is doing a good job. He's bringing them back, which I thought he would, because he's really committed to what Syracuse football wants to do. But, you know, you also have, for example, Penn State's home schedule this year includes Ohio State and Wisconsin. You know, you're going to have those games on there every year. Now, I don't like the fact that Penn State has to play Ohio State and Wisconsin either every year at home or every year on the road. I would like to see that split up a little bit here and there. And Nebraska, of course, is an away game again. It will be an away game this time. They were home here last year. And you know how I feel about the crossover thing, but again, if you're going to have the crossover thing, fine. I'm glad it's Nebraska. At least it's Nebraska. That makes the crossover idea easier for me. I don't like the crossover idea. I don't like it at all. Part of being in a conference is that you play everybody. And by having this crossover game to appease Ohio State, Michigan, why don't you just stick them in the same conference, put Penn State with a group of Nebraska? Who cares?
But Nebraska and Michigan are on Penn State's schedule for 2013 and 14. Is that right? Did I read that right?
Sure, because there'll be teams that rotate off. Two will rotate off. It'll be Northwestern will rotate off, and who's the other one? Northwestern and Iowa. Northwestern and Iowa will rotate off. And Michigan and Minnesota rotate on.
Now, here would be an interesting poll question. The 2014 schedule, the home schedule, is Temple, Akron, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio State, Wisconsin. There's an open date so far on the 20th. Who would you like to see in that slot?
20th of what?
September, sorry. In the 2014 schedule.
And the home games are what?
Home games are Temple, Akron, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio State, and Wisconsin.
Okay. And Nebraska.
Nebraska's on the road.
They're on the road.
In 2014.
That's right. Okay, it's the 14th, the even
right,
year.
Right.
So Wisconsin, Indiana.
Yeah, your road games are Rutgers, Nebraska, Michigan, Purdue, and Illinois.
Okay. Rutgers is there.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, that's the first of the home and away. Rutgers comes here in 15. And they replace Virginia in the schedule. Well,
that would be a better Facebook question, because you could put in a lot of different answers there. So maybe we'll leave that open to Steve Jones Show on Facebook
I know,
and Twitter as well.
Believe me, I know who they've tried to get. It'd be nice if they picked up the phone, but I think they're afraid to. And I think there's some fans in our listening area right now that would not like the answer. They'd love the answer, but they hate the fact that what I just said, who have shown a proclivity over the years to try to avoid Penn State.
Okay.
They play Penn State, but whenever they've had a chance to avoid them, they've avoided them.
I think I know where you're at.
Okay. You know. And Coach O'Brien would love to have them on. Love to have them on. Let's see. Who would you like to see on there? Sonya Henny's out. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. I mean, who would you like to? If you're a fan, you was it? Was it the 2014 season?
2014.
They have an open date at home, huh?
2014, like? September 20th of 2014, assuming, you know, there is a 2014.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the Mayan thing's coming.
Right, right.
In fact, we have a big blowout of show on the 20th of December. I'm looking forward to. Should be great. What, the Mayan thing is December 21st?
December 21st, yeah, I believe that's correct. That's when the planets line up.
Yeah, I always used to joke with Joe, it's on your birthday, man.
What was his answer to that? That's what I figured.
So he said to me, said, your birthday is the day that the Mayan calendar ends. You don't believe that stuff, do you? I said, of course not. I said, but I do find irony. He'd roll his eyes. He'd roll his eyes at me. He goes, you. believe me, you know, nobody was better on the planet at giving you the needle like Joe. Nobody. Okay. Yeah, have I told you? A lot of people know about the Purdue call I made in 2006, right?
Sure.
Okay. So we go to quarterback club that week. And you know me, I don't talk about such things. If you liked it, you liked it. If, you know, whatever. And I just say thank you. You know, right, nine guys touched it. So I was good. We got to quarterback club. I interview the players, blah, 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 blah. Open it up for questions, blah, blah, blah. We're done. Now Joe comes up to the stage. Okay, so now I'm up there with Joe. I ask him 5-6 questions, really get the conversation rolling with him, open it up to the audience for questions. First question, woman in front. My comment is actually for Steve. I just want to tell you, and she said some really nice things about what I did making the call at the end of the Purdue game with all the laterals. Very politely, the audience applauds. Joe waits for the applause to die down, looks over at me and says, so, you finally got one right. Nobody was better at it. So, if you could just return the favor once in a while. And believe me, he laughed. Like I said, this is the Mayan thing. That's your birthday, man. That was the reaction I got. And then a wry smile. You get that little wry smile of his. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
Sunbury Motor Company, a tradition of trust since 1915. We have the largest selection of new and used Fords, Lincolns, Hyundais, and Kias anywhere. You want a new Ford? You got it. A 2012 Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, just $232 per month. And it gets 38 miles per gallon. And if you really want to save mileage money, come get a new 2012 Hyundai Veloster, three-door coupe with 40 miles per gallon on the highway for just $292 a month. Swing on over to Sunbury Motors Kia and try on a new 2012 Kia Forte four-door sedan for just $18,230. And when it comes to used cars, well, just head over to sunburymotors.com and search our huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, where you can use our black book and take the guesswork out of trading in your old car. We give you easy access to the most up-to-date internet car buying tools. There's a reason we're number one. So come check us out today at Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, located at 943 North 4th Street in the Auto Plaza, or Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, or go to sunburymotors.com.
Play the game. Down the middle, it's caught. They flip it back to Bryant. Bryant flips it back to Taylor, flips it back to Painter, and he fumbles the ball. It's loose in the turf. Kelly goes after it, picks it up, puts it over his shoulder. It's a scramble on the field. It's picked up by Orton, who's tackled by Pozzanti, who flips it back to Standiford, and it's still loose in the field. Taylor back at the 35-yard line. Taylor breaks the tackle to the 40. Taylor now flips it back to Standiford, throws it across the field. Picked off by Gage. 35, 30. Gage back on the 25-yard line.
That is just unbelievable. Every time I hear that, I cannot believe it. Not a single missed player. And some of these guys were linemen that would never touch the football ever. Ever. Always amazes me.
Yeah, it was the end of the game. I was pretty much used to their lineup at that point.
Come on, come on. Wait. I know. I appreciate your humility there, but come on. There was a guy in there that you never would have called his name and or number unless he committed a holding penalty. Let's be honest.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
That's my favorite call ever.
You know, the funny thing is that you know what's bad about that? I always forget about it. People say, what's your favorite moment, blah, blah. You know, I'll think of games or whatever, calls or whatever. I never think about that one.
I mean, that's just, oh. That's better. That's better than Cal Stanford. The only thing that didn't happen was it didn't end up in a touchdown. And it almost did. It almost ended up in an interception for a touchdown.
You know what? I told Gaines, I said, you know, you ruined the whole thing.
By getting
so
tackled?
I told them, I said, you picked off the fumble. I said, you ruined everything. I said, you could have at least scored.
By getting tackled, you blew it right there.
Yeah, 19, what's the difference between 19-0 and 12-0? I don't know, making that play really better. But so I said, you ruined everything.
Yep, that's Josh, the only missing link there was a score.
Yeah, oh well. But that was a long time ago. Yeah, it was almost 6 years ago. My skills have dramatically deteriorated since.
You said.
She said, I hope not. I was kind of hoping I got a little bit better, but you either get better or get worse, you never stay the same. Our number 1-800-795-9565. And that's the number to call to jump in here and get a few late comments in, which we're always in favor of. 1-800-795-9565. We have talked about a wide variety of things today. Ryan in Danville is on the line. Hello, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking, my friend.
All right. Hey, just along the lines of what you were talking about a little earlier about Joe being great, giving people the needle, one of my favorite moments, one of my favorite Joe moments when it comes to that kind of thing. It was back in 2005 at the College Football Awards on ESPN, and just following that wonderful season, that amazing season, and Joe and Paul Posluszny were getting interviewed. They were set to get interviewed, and they were a little bit away from the group. It was just Joe, Kirk Herbstreit, and Paul Posluszny, and Herbstreit, you know, starts talking, and Joe interrupts him, and he says, Kurt, I just got to tell you, it's finally great. Or he said, no, wait, hang on. He said, Kurt, I got to tell you, it's great to finally talk to somebody from Ohio State that can actually speak English. And the place, oh, my gosh, the place just roared. And it was one of the funniest things. Joe's just sitting there just laughing, just an amazing moment. It was so much fun. He just had that incredible sense of humor.
Oh, he did. And I remember that there was a moment at his house. Oh, it was a couple of years ago. And, you know, they did this sports broadcast complex thing. where they ran out of name. They ran out of names to name things after. And somebody made a comment at his house, and he leans his head out of the kitchen. He looks over. He says, "If he could only announce."
Oh, that's great.
You know, and it's all done out of affection. You know that. He would never do that unless, you know.
And, absolutely.
And, of course, everybody in the room laughs. I looked at him and went, oh, you.
Yep. He had like that wonderful way about him.
Oh, he did. He had the little, and he had a little sense of, he had the sense of humor, the quick wit.
Yep.
You know, he'd needle you just a bit. He'd needle you because he cared about you, but he'd also needle you to keep you honest. He never wanted anybody. He'd never want anybody to start thinking they were better than anybody.
Right.
You know, so he'd give you a little bit of needle just to kind of make you remember that. You know,
you're
not the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right.
Sliced bread was pretty cool. So you're not quite to the sliced bread level yet.
He would have known when the beginning of sliced bread was, too, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, he might have. Although I remember that day, too. No.
Not quite.
I'm getting to that point in my life.
I think we all are.
I'm looking around and I'm thinking to myself, you know, they were talking today about Purdue winning a baseball championship in 1909. I was trying to remember if I was at the game.
There you go.
Oh, Ryan, we can laugh and have fun all day, can't we?
You got it.
Yeah, if you can't laugh, then your life is miserable. So we can always laugh about certain things. So I'm glad
we
can. And you brought up a great moment and one that certainly put a lot of laughs into the show today.
Certainly.
All right.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Ryan, thanks. It was great to hear from you. Our number 1-800-795-9565.
We did get a response on one of the teams that should be added to the 2014 open date. And Don says via Facebook, Bama.
Bama.
I'm not excited about that game. No disrespect, Don. Don't know if I want to see Alabama anymore.
You know what? That'd be the third year of Bill's program. I'd be excited about it. No, it'd be the third year of Bill's program. I'd be excited about that. I think at that point you'll have some real deep traction. Deep traction with the news at the top of the hour, then the outstanding and charismatic Sarah Bartlett with the news on WKOK.